ओम शांति। वंस अगेन रिस्पेक्टेड राजयोगी ब्रदर मोहन सिंघल जी इज विथ अस टुडे, सो वी एक्सटेंड अ हार्टी वेलकम टू हिम। यस्टरडे ही शेयर्ड हिज वर्ड्स ऑफ विजडम ऑन द टॉपिक इनर एंड आउटर हार्मनी, एंड टुडे ही इज हियर to share his experiences with Brahma Baba, because he was here when Brahma Baba left body. In those days he was here, so he is going to share how Brahma Baba attained perfection. So let us listen from him.
Om Shanti. When we hear the word perfection or karmatit stage, angelic stage, we automatically start feeling very light and a sort of inner happiness, the wave of inner happiness sweeps us. Brahma Baba, who was here and who started this spiritual journey in the year, say, 1936 or so, he attained that stage within 33 years. 1936 he started, and 1969 January 18th he attained that stage. When I consider this one, I have almost finished roughly 50 years, and there are so many like me also who have finished much more than the Brahma Baba completed 33 years. Then it is really the time for introspection for all of us to see how Baba attained in only 33 years, whereas we are still on the path to attain that stage, though we have completed much more than those years. When I thought about it, the first thing came to my mind that from the day one, when Baba had the realizations, some visions about the transformation of the world through this atomic war, civil war, through natural calamities and others, and then he had a vision that there are stars in the skies. Actually it was soul world, and those stars, when they were coming down, they were converting into prince and princess, small prince and princess. So Baba became very happy seeing this scene, and then the sound came to his ears that you have to make this world the world full of peace, happiness, tranquility, that paradise. All the prince, princes dancing, enjoying, and there was everywhere, you see, the wave of happiness, the weather, the pushpak vimans, everywhere, each and everything reflected how the coming world, new ensuing world will be like. And when Baba heard that voice, that you have to make this world, you have to be the instrument for this world, then Baba's thinking started completely changing. What was that voice? Who was giving me this direction? How I will bring this world? And just Baba lost the sleep of the nights. He was thinking and thinking how to make this world. Who has given me this direction? So first of all, we have also to introspect that as Baba was thinking how to make this world and how to bring this world, whether I am also having those deep thoughts in my mind, how I can also become the instrument for bringing that world. And Baba was thinking and thinking, but gradually the path became clear. And what the directions Baba was getting, Baba started changing his life. And within no time, you see, the Baba made a trust and put all his movable and immovable property under that trust. And after that, Baba never returned to his old profession of this physical diamond business. So it is the mental change which counts. Not like Baba, we have to wind up our job or business. But what is required is our thinking process must change completely. And this spiritual knowledge should not become a part-time job for us, but wherever we are throughout the day and night, this thing must come, which Baba says, churning. And accordingly, putting our each and every effort in this direction. So that was the first one. And then, how Baba started achieving his targets? You all must have gone through that. Though we all hear that we are soul, and this is the costume, body, through which we are playing the part. But Baba was really serious and Baba practiced it. There are diaries, till a few years back those diaries were here, that Baba practiced, oh, I am soul, Jasoda is soul, Nirmala is soul, Narayan is soul. These were the names. Jasoda was his Laukik wife, and Nirmal Shanta Dadi, who is still there, she was just his daughter, and then Narayan, the son. Because anybody is actually, the mind goes towards his relations, towards money, business. And others, the thoughts go automatically whether we want it or not. So Baba started practicing that this is soul. And whenever Baba used to see those persons, they also started feeling that we are soul and Baba is also soul. Earlier they used to feel, oh, Baba is my father, my husband, my such and such relation, because they were seeing the body. But when Baba changed and Baba's drishti, it changed, then automatically the other souls also started feeling. I have also to think about it. If I am really practicing that I am soul and seeing all others with that vision, with that eye, then they also must start feeling that they are soul. And they must not see me, my body, and if any relation or other things are there. So Baba practiced it. Oh, I am soul, such and such, they are souls. And the proof of that one is this, that once Baba started thinking himself soul and all his activities turned in this direction, so accordingly all the persons who used to be there near Baba, and they also started feeling, and whenever they were coming nearer Baba, they were getting the vision. They used to go to trance. They used to forget about their bodies. So, likewise, if I am really thinking about myself as soul, the others also must see me, and they also respond in that way, that they see my what I am going to be in the future. As Baba, whomsoever used to see Baba, they used to see Baba, not always Baba, but sometime Krishna, Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, they used to dance, and accordingly this new thinking. The second diary also is there, and when in that one Baba used to see, oh, I am soul, I am such and such, then the scenario started changing completely. And Baba started also developing this one, ki yes, somebody else is getting the work done through me. And likewise, these things what I heard, but when I came in this spiritual knowledge and came in contact in around 1961-62, then whenever we used to meet Baba, then Baba will give sufficient time to us. He will take us to the near hillock, he will take us to the forest, and he will eat with us quite frequently. He will play the badminton or tennis. So likewise, sufficient time. But gradually, I was seeing that as the time was passing and passing, after 1962 or so, whenever we are coming, 63, 4, 5, likewise, Baba was becoming more and more introvert and concentrating more towards his internal Purusharth. So he was gradually winding up mentally, though he was doing all the business, yajna, all the activities, but mentally gradually Baba was winding and winding. And earlier he used to be with us at a time, maybe some 20 minutes, 25 minutes, half an hour or so. But later on, he started giving lesser and lesser time. We used to go to Baba for asking questions. But Baba will just see, and then Baba will, yes, what you want to ask? And when we used to, we started saying, ki, oh Baba, this is my question, this thing. We will be speaking one or two lines, few lines. Baba will say, okay, Baba got it. Baba got what you want to say, and do like this, it will be like this. So Baba used to give lesser time in listening the question and problem and immediately providing the solution. And gradually this was becoming so much that